What's up? Week of service in Fiji. Teens from the Suva Fiji, Nasori Fiji, and Suva Fiji North Stakes wear special ponchos when they perform acts of service in the community. The logos on these ponchos display the name of the church, so people will know what brings these youth together to give of themselves. Students of the Fiji LDS Church College, a secondary school sponsored by the church, recently took part in a seminary week of service. Along with service projects at a school, a hospital, a healthcare clinic, a vocational training center for children with disabilities, and the Suva Fiji Temple, there were scripture-based programs and activities on campus. The payment of tithing is a commandment with a promise. If we obey this commandment, we are promised that we will prosper in the land. This prosperity consists of more than material goods. It may include enjoying good health and vigor of mind. President N. Eldon Tanner, 1898 to 1982, Constancy Amid Change, Ensign, November 1979, page 81. When the youth in the Bellingham, Washington stake expressed concerns about the inappropriate music and dancing they might encounter at their high school prom, bishops and youth leaders responded. A youth committee, parent committee, and youth leaders all added their ideas to help organize the first ever formal spring dance at the Stake Center. The formal was held the same night as the high school prom, and youth from three neighboring stakes were also invited. With beautiful decorations, prom pictures, great refreshments, and music with clean lyrics, the dance was a smashing success. The youth say they appreciated the opportunity to attend a dance that was in line with their standards. There is no comparison between this dance and school dances I've been to, said Sarai Dodge. Our dance was so much better, I hope this becomes a tradition. It happened in September. September 21st through the 22nd, 1823. The Angel Moroni visited Joseph Smith for the first time and told him about the gold plates. September 1st, 1901. President Heber J. Grant, 1856 to 1945, dedicated Japan for the preaching of the gospel. September 7th, 1958, President David O. McKay, 1873 to 1970, dedicated the London, England Temple. September 23rd, 1995, President Gordon B. Hinckley presented for the first time the Proclamation on the Family in a General Relief Society meeting. JosephSmith.net. Just in time for the Prophet Joseph Smith's 200th birthday, the Church has created a new multimedia website about the Prophet. If you'd like to know more about the first Prophet, seer, and revelator of this dispensation, go to www.josephsmith.net. There you'll find descriptions of the Prophet, a brief history of his life, comments about him by people who knew him, a visual tour of the places important to his mission, and other interesting things to read and see. If you have questions or comments about this new website or about the new era, you can email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org or send a letter to the address on the inside front cover of this magazine. Follow the leader. If you want to be a good leader, the Savior taught that first you must become a good servant and follower. In the New Testament, even Christ's apostles sometimes had a hard time understanding this principle. In Mark, we read that they disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. So the Savior called the 12 apostles together and told them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." Mark chapter 9, verses 34 through 35. Follow the example of the Savior and lead out in your quorums, classes, families, and communities by serving others. End of the section, What's Up?